This interview is part of Near FM's partnership with Sea Change to encourage local conversation on the topic of mental health. On December 12, 2012, local Coolock resident and founder of popular internet discussion forum Boards.ie, Tom Murphy, began a discussion thread entitled "Let's All Laugh at People with Depression." When you began to read the thread, you realised Tom was beginning a conversation about mental health that is badly needed in Ireland. Tom felt the time was right to create an understanding for what depression actually is, to encourage people who suffer from depression to talk about it, and to give his own personal experiences as a man who suffers from depression. Tom, welcome to Near FM, and thanks for making the time to join us.
Oh, thank you for inviting me.
So first of all, can I ask you what the area of Coolock means to you?
I grew up in Malahide when it was a fishing village, before it became a refuge for rock stars. But I went to college. I went to school in Schnell College, and I've always travelled back and forward to Coolock as a result. So then, when I came to buy a house last year, I was looking at this area, and I ended up buying the house right next door to the bus stop that I used to travel to and from school from, that I used to look at when I was going home or coming to school. So kind of Coolock is in my blood, and it certainly is somewhere I enjoy being. I've had a great time living here since moving here, and I've always fond memories of the area too. So yeah, very much it's an area that's in my blood, I suppose.
Can you remember when you first felt depressed? Do you know what that feeling was like, or was it something that crept up on you?
I do remember. One of my strongest memories of it is being nine and crying about something, and then just stopping crying, and just a feeling of kind of complete emptiness, of just not feeling anything anymore. And it was quite scary, and I remember thinking there was something wrong, and it just went on. I mean, I don't remember it ending, but I do remember it being there for like a period of days, not hours. And that's my first recollection of the feeling of kind of a complete flatness, a sense of, you know, not even despair, so it's just a sense of nothing, of just no point and no hope and just no emotion, really. So that was, thinking back, that's probably when it started for me. It was around that age, nine. Mm. But it comes and goes. For me, it's a transient thing. It happens, and I can get bad periods of it, very intense bad periods of it, though they're rare, or more often kind of a longer period of just general downness. And feeling flat and feeling inert. And those can go for weeks, if not months, if I'm not mentally aware of them, if I'm not cognizant of my feelings. And so you have to kind of, sometimes I look back and say, well, I've been depressed last week. Like, I should have been on the ball. I should have been cognizant of that. And, I have ways of getting myself out of those thought spirals, as I call them, when you start thinking yourself down and ending up at the bottom of the barrel. That's when it kind of it started for me, and that's how it manifests for me, is a sense of just not having any emotion or any inclination to have emotion. Mm. I guess it's a difficult thing to explain sometimes.
You've, maybe over the years, you've learned how to recognise Mm. when an episode of depression is coming on. Do you feel that that's something that other people could learn themselves?
Absolutely. I mean, for me, I kept it hidden for 40 years, and I suffered with it for 40 years. And it not even really at times understanding what it was or realising that it wasn't normal. I just thought, well, this is the way everybody seems to get, maybe this is everybody's experience. I didn't talk about it to anybody. When it became clear that this wasn't normal, I hid it. And people, you hear it so often, again and again and again, people who have depression or mental health illness who say, everybody would say, oh, you're the life and soul of the party, but really inside, I'm dying here. And people would say the same with me. They'd look at me and go, oh, you can't be depressed. Come on, you've got a great job and you're a bouncy, happy person and you're always up. And you think, yeah, that's because I'm Robert De Niro when I'm depressed. I'm Sean Connery when I'm depressed. I'm the greatest actor you've ever seen. But you need to talk to people about this and get the skills, get the tools, the mental toolbox to deal with it. And over the years, I have this funny language I've come up with to describe it, and I'm sure mental health professionals would laugh themselves silly at me because I have words I use to describe, like spirals, where I know that thinking is going to take me onto that thing, which is going to take me down and down and down, and eventually I'm going to end up like lying in bed going, nothing's worth doing. And so I need to think about not thinking those thoughts, not following those spirals. But yeah, people can definitely learn cognitive behavior therapy, and which sounds very scary, but it's not at all. And you know, you can learn these tools and just a couple of swift changes, and you can really kick this thing's ass.
Mm.
And for me, I've learned them the hard way. And the thread that I wrote was I just decided, you know what, I'm sick of this, and I'm sick of seeing people suffer from this. And
yeah,
hey, maybe if I say something, or teach them, or try and tell them what I've learned, then maybe, you know, they won't have to go through it.
Okay, let's talk about the thread then. Let's all laugh at people with depression.
I wanted to write something that wasn't going to be terribly depressive itself, you know, because a lot of times when we deal with mental health, even on radio or on TV, it's like, now we're going to talk about mental health. Shut up, you know, I'm depressed enough.
Yeah, yeah.
I wanted to write something that was a bit more upbeat and a bit more funnier in some ways. There's a certain dark humour to it, but it's the very first line on the thread is, I suffer from depression. And I left that line just on its own because I wanted people to know, hey, you know what? It's okay to just stand up and kind of go, I suffer from depression. You know, get over it. I suffer from depression, and okay, it's not, you know, it's not a death sentence to me. It's not nice, but if we stop hiding it and stop having this stigma around it, then you know what? It's actually okay. You can deal with it. You can manage it. You can get past it. So the thread, though, was it an instinctive thing? Yes and no. I wrote a piece for myself because I find journaling very helpful. I write down what's bothering me, and I write it into Notepad or some sort of text thing, and just write about it. And most of the time I just delete it at the end, but it helps me to clarify my thinking on something. And I started writing this piece, and it was really helpful to me, and I thought, gosh, this is good. So I started to develop it into a piece that I was thinking about maybe sometime possibly publishing on the site. And started to work on it, worked on it a bit more. I do a lot of writing. So I then showed it to a friend of mine who also gets depression. And he said, you know, this is really helpful, but you need to restructure it and put it into sections. And I went, okay, right, that's good feedback. So I went back and rewrote it. And then I went to publish it, and for all of the talking I've done, I sat there and thought, am I ready to do this? Because I know once this goes out,
yeah,
it's not coming back.
Yeah,
And everybody's going to know this about me, and everybody's going to I'm going to, you know, this will get some reaction, and I'm probably going to get, you know, mocked, and I'm probably going to get like targeted, and I'm probably going to get like people who don't like me will take it and run with it, and yada, 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 and all these things. None of which, by the way, happened. It was a wonderful response to it. So I thought about it, and I thought about it, and I thought about it kind of for about 2 weeks. Almost every day I thought about it, about publishing this piece. And I was sitting there one night, and I was, again, I loaded it up, and I was determined to do it, and I was sitting there thinking, I really don't want to tell everybody. I'm really struggling at this. And my finger just pressed the button. And I just sat there and went, oh my God, evil finger, what have you done? You
know? It's done now.
It's done now. Just stop agonizing over it. And it was funny because in the piece I write about when the first time somebody ever noticed I had depression or that somebody other than me knew, and it was my sister who said, she turned around to me and she's a pharmacist, and she said, Tom, you know, it sounds like you might have a touch of depression. I looked at her like as if somebody had said, you know, you might have a touch of Ebola. I was like, what? You can't possibly have a touch of depression and make it sound so casual. You know, what are you talking about? And I didn't say anything to her. I just went, oh, no, I'm fine. I went off and did my usual thing. But I was sitting there thinking in my head, like, a touch of depression. It's like having a touch of death. You know, it didn't make sense to me. But her response was so different to my huge, big fear that it began the process in my head of thinking and saying, you know, it's okay to maybe tell somebody. Because one of the things I write about in the thread is specifically for people who don't have mental health issues. And one section is called Don't Hide the Knives, because people's response to mental health issues can often be like hearing the psycho shower music. It's like, din, 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 and oh no, you know, my God, he could go nuts at any stage and kill us all. You know, and you kind of look at them thinking, you've met me like a dozen times when I've been depressed. I'm not now, and I want to talk to you about it, but now you think I'm quote-unquote bonkers, you know. And so one of the things I wanted to say to people who don't have mental health issues is just chill. It's no big thing. Like, just stop making a big thing of something that wouldn't be if you didn't make a big thing out of it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was an important part of kind of the thread, was like, I'm not talking to exclusively to people who have depression or mental health issues. I'm talking as well to the people who don't, and saying, look, if your friend comes up and tells you, it's cool. Don't start backing away. Don't start locking the doors, you know.
Yeah.
It's not like that.